AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Meetings in Moscow between Russian President Vladimir Putin and French President Emmanuel Macron as the U.S. and NATO members try to get Putin to pull back the more than 100,000 troops massed along Ukraine's borders. President Biden talked with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz.
We are in agreement that it cannot be business as usual if Russia further invades.
The push is to find a diplomatic way to end the tension over Ukraine. Biden says they're willing to continue the talks with Russia, but
that are going to clearly demonstrate international resolve and impose swift and severe consequences if Russia violates Ukraine's sovereignty and its territorial integrity.
One man is dead, another person wounded, and another man on the run after a shooting inside a grocery store in Richland, Washington. Police Commander Chris Lee tells KEPR.
The suspect and the deceased male from inside had some sort of interaction inside the store. We don't know exactly to what extent that was, but they did have a conversation.
Screenshots from store video show the suspect to be a middle-aged white man wearing a plaid shirt with a dark-colored down vest. Federal judge in Texas orders the U.S. Air Force to pay $230 million to the families of the 26 people killed and survivors of a massacre inside the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs in November 2017. Judge ruling the service failed to notify the FBI that the shooter, Devin Kelly, had been court-martialed for domestic violence, which would have prevented him from being able to buy the rifle he used in the shooting. Jury selection underway in the federal hate crimes trial of the three men already convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. The judge today dismissing nine of the first group of 25 potential jurors at the federal courthouse in Brunswick, Georgia. Sluggish day on Wall Street, Dow closing just up a point. NASDAQ fell 82. S&P was off 16. This is AP News. California ends its mask mandate a week from tomorrow. State is also lifting negative coronavirus test result requirements to visit hospitals and nursing homes. Earlier, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced plans to lift a statewide mask requirement in schools a month from now.
Because of the dramatic decline in our COVID numbers, effective Monday, March 7th, the statewide school mask mandate will be lifted. Additionally, we will lift the statewide mandate in all childcare settings.
Murphy says individual school districts will be free to continue requiring masks after the state mandate is lifted. U.S. Supreme Court sides with Alabama's GOP-led legislature and rejects a lower court ruling that the state's six GOP-dominated and single Democratic majority district likely violate the Federal Voting Rights Act. The state claimed it didn't have time to redo the districting before the spring primaries. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors. The difference is so obvious, it's Schwabvious. Learn why at Schwabvious.com.